Nigel Chabot, who together with Tim Berners-Lee set up the UK Open Data Institute, says that AI is a totally pervasive technology. It's literally become a new utility. He says that although people may be aware of AI, they need to understand its impact. And in fact, AI tools are all around us, and many of the things we use in education and take for granted are built on AI, including search engines, grammar checkers, voice transcription services, and so on. But in this short introduction, we're going to focus more on the tools which are specific to education. And generally, when I talk to teachers and trainers, they're interested in AI and they think it's important, but they want examples of how it can be used in education. And that's why I'm going to try and give you some very quick examples. You'll get longer in-depth case studies later on in this course. First of all, it's worth thinking about what role we want the AI system to play in the teaching and learning experience. It might seem obvious that the aim is to support the teacher rather than replace them, at least it's obvious to me, and this is the direction that's most often discussed. But it could be argued that earlier attempts to use AI for education were actually trying to replicate or replace the teacher. And that's most often seen in adaptive learning or intelligent tutoring systems, as they're called, where AI is determining learning activities for the student, including delivery, providing feedback for the student. And these are activities that are more often associated with the teacher. Adaptive learning systems are some of the most mature AI-based education technology systems. And they've been shown to be very effective in some domains, but they're not suitable for all types of courses or domain areas. They're most useful when the domain knowledge can be very clearly defined, for instance, in mathematics, and can be learned in a step-by-step way. These systems are usually self-contained online systems, where the learner takes the course at their own pace. Now, another application are chatbots. Chatbots are a relatively mature application of AI, and they're used in many domains. The AI aspects of chatbots include the ability to understand speech through something called natural learning processing, and the use of machine learning models to match the intention of the question to the answers or actions. Typically, a chatbot interface will sit on a website, the user will type questions, system will either answer, or the system will ask for further clarification. And in fact, Leeds Beckett University have very successfully introduced a chatbot system. They did some research which shows that potential students are largely uncomfortable talking to universities on the phone. So they introduced a system called a chatbot called Becky. And Becky takes the user through the whole application process, including making them offers. Another system is AI system marking software, which aims to help with marking beyond what's previously been possible with multi-choice software. And let's face it, multi-choice software isn't everybody's cup of tea. Although the technology can be similar, there's a distinction between automated marking software, which aims to assist with providing a student with a grade or mark, and automated feedback software, which can be used to help the student with writing an assignment. Now, China is experimenting with machine intelligence to mark essays on a large scale. According to the South China Morning Post, technology is being developed to interpret the general logic and meaning of the text in essays, and is being implemented in a quarter of all schools. That's a lot, around 60,000 institutions. The platform undertakes a human-like judgment into an essay's overall quality and assigns a grade. The platform can also provide recommendations for improvement, selecting from categories such as writing style, sentence structure, and overall theme. And there's been quite a lot of controversy lately about proctoring software solutions for remote assessment, making use of tools such as face identification. Now, of course, universities doing remote assessment, or colleges for that matter, are very keen to make sure there's no cheating going on. But it's said that Proctor and Sys solutions are prejudicing against quite a lot of students, especially those with disabilities, and also are invasive. Now, there's intelligent tutors coming out, like the Watson Tutor, which is designed to improve student outcomes and engagement. It uses AI software building on IBM's Watson platform, with learning and content expertise from Pearson Education. The tutor creates an interactive dialogue in a chat that replicates the questions and feedback responses of a good human teacher. And of course, AI could be used to help aid group formation, moderate or monitor groups, or even to participate as an active agent in group discussions. Now, there's been some attempts to pilot this, but it's very new. But it seems that this is a likely new application for AI in the future. And of course, applications already got everywhere is recommendation engines, recommending reading to people, recommending new resources. And of course, AR and VR, which are increasingly being used in education and training. There's also AI being used to create content. Wildfire claims to be the world's first content creation service, automating the whole process of creating online learning courses. Wildfire has been used to automate the production of 138 modules of learning, delivering this in 8 weeks and at just, they claim, 10% of the cost of more traditional methods. So look, there's plenty and plenty of examples of how AI is being used. But certainly looking in the UK, most education institutions are at early stages in a maturity model. And they're looking to understand how AI can be used and what its potential is. We can also see a small number of institutions with embedded AI-driven services, but there's plenty of room for future development.